All right, we continue here on the John Gambling Show, 7 now before 7 o'clock, and we've got Mayor Michael Bloomberg on the telephone with us right now. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am fine. Do I understand correctly that you are in Vietnam?
I am in Hanoi as we speak, about to sit down to a dinner with the foreign minister.
Oh, very interesting. Now, you were in Singapore where you received something called the Lee Kuan Yew World City Prize. What is that for?
Well, Lee Kuan Yew was the guy that really built modern-day Singapore, and it's quite amazing how much is going on here. There is a prize in his name which is awarded periodically. This is the second time to the city that they think is making the most progress and becoming an interesting, habitable, affordable city. And New York, I'm happy to say, has won the prize, which not inconsequentially has a cash gift to the city of something like $270,000 U.S. So it's not just a little piece of glass with your name on it. It's real cash for the city.
Yeah, well,
be very pleased.
Well, good for you and good for us. What has been your impression of Hanoi?
Hanoi is it's a very old city near the airport, and then you get to a whole new part where they've built it from scratch with big, new, beautiful buildings, apartments, hotels. Hanoi is a city that has been growing at something like 10% a year for the last decade, and it's becoming a decent-sized trading partner with the United States and will be a more important one. I think what you see when you talk to the people here is New York City, regardless of history, and is well known and loved, as is America. People here like Americans, and they don't refer to the troubles of the past of 45 years ago.
Bringing it back home here for just a second, Mr. Mayor, I see this morning that you and the governor have gotten together to at least fund at some $72,000 the Somos el Futuro conference. I'm not familiar with that, but I gather the teachers union has pulled out.
Well, it's a conference that takes place every year of the Latino legislators, and I've never been, I don't think, to it, but the Upstate Teachers Union, not the UFT, the Upstate Teachers Union, pulled out their funding because of the legislatures standing up and voting a pension law, which is good for everybody in the state. It's good for the taxpayer, and it's good for the kids, and the governor and I agreed that they should be rewarded, not penalized, for standing up and doing what's right. They stood up to a special interest, and it's not right that they should get penalized. They should be congratulated. My ACE press secretary saying I was at it twice, whatever it was. It was a long time ago when I was there. It was a total of $72,000 that the Upstate Teachers Union withheld, so the governor and I agreed that we would make it up. He's doing it out of his campaign pension funds, and I'm doing it out of my funds, so it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. But it's just a nice way to say to the legislature, you know, if you stand up and do the right thing, people will be with you.
Mr. Mayor, we all know about how you feel about smoking, and you have taken your anti-smoking campaign to Asia.
We were at an event 2 days ago. There's a big anti-smoking conference in Singapore. That was the other reason to be here, and we were able to schedule both at the same time. Smoking is going to kill a billion people this century if we don't do something about it, and Bloomberg Philanthropies has been working for a long time, and we just committed another $220 million over the next 4 years to help work and convince governments that if they raise cigarette taxes, kids stop smoking, and if kids don't smoke it as kids, they won't smoke as adults generally, and so they'll live a lot longer and healthier lives. And we also want to convince governments to educate people in terms of how you stop smoking and why you should stop smoking and the fact that it's not glamorous to smoke. And there's a whole bunch of things that you can do Remember, life expectancy in New York City is now 3 years greater than the average across America. And one of the reasons for that is the low rate of smoking. In New York City, we're down to only about 7% of the teenagers smoking and only 14% of adults smoke, and that's way down. It's still high, and there's still people getting sick, but it is clearly we're going in the right direction. And so it was a chance to talk to a whole bunch of different organizations around the world who are trying to do something about it, and we gave awards to half a dozen different groups. One was a group from Egypt, one was a group from Colombia, one was a group from Uruguay, one was a group from Turkey. Around the world, people are understanding that smoking is the number one preventable killer. And fortunately, New Yorkers realize that. The smoking ban, as you know, that we put in New York City has been copied by virtually every major city in the United States, even in the tobacco-growing states, and most cities in Western Europe and more in Asia. Here in Vietnam, they're talking about passing a smoking ban on more places. They already banned it in some places, and now they want to go in that direction even more because they want their people to live longer.
That's pretty interesting because from what I have understood, it is Asia where and in third world countries where smoking is really prominent and prevalent.
Yes, and that's because the tobacco companies are focusing their advertising efforts where people don't understand the dangers of smoking and don't have lots of a good structure to avoid the restaurants with where you smoke. And they sort of are going to people who can't take care of themselves or don't have the ability to take care of themselves. And the tobacco companies, it's a disgrace. But half the smokers in the world are in Russia, China, India, Bangladesh, and Indonesia. But there are an awful lot of small countries around the world that have exactly the same problem. And you look at a country that's, you know, a small country like Vietnam, they understand their people want to live longer. And if they just will wear helmets when they ride their motorcycles and bicycles, which is the main form of transportation here, if they just ban smoking in restaurants and bars and places like that, they will have the same success in improving life expectancy that New York has had.
Mr. Mayor, I have to ask you, now communications is instantaneous. Did you happen to hear that the Jets have a new quarterback?
I did hear that the Jets have a new quarterback, and I can tell you personally I was hurt, John, because I would have thought that if they wanted to have a backup for Mark Sanchez, all they would have to do is call me. I mean, you know, it's only 13 Sundays. I can do it while I'm still mayor. I wouldn't charge them very much. I work for a dollar a year for the city. I'm sure we could negotiate something.
I think
so why they had to go out of this?
And get Tim Tebow. I think you might hurt yourself.
Well, no, but, you know, some of those linebackers, they're big and they can't be as quick as I can, so they'll be tripping over themselves. All kidding aside, Tebow is certainly going to make things interesting and bring new excitement. And, you know, the one commitment I really made to the public was before I leave office, I'm going to have a Super Bowl between the Jets and the Giants. Now, I've personally done a lot to get the Giants into two Super Bowls, as you know. I just haven't done enough for the Jets, so I'm going to have to work on that this coming year. And, you know, McLaughlin, the coach of the Giants and the coach of the Jets really know how important my support would be. And I'm sure they're sitting there saying, you go, Mike.
Absolutely so. You've got a long plane ride to think about it and strategize how you might help them out on that. Have a safe airplane trip back, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, John. I'll see you next week.
You got it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Live from Hanoi this morning, Mayor Michael Bloomberg.